Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today we have with us again, Dr. Gossard. She's the clinical corporate trainer for Life Extension. Hello, Crystal.
Hello, it's great to be with you again.
Yes, it is. It's great to be together again. And today we're going to talk about something extremely exciting, AMPK. But before we do that, and again, that's one of those really big words. Everybody's like, what is AMPK? I think it's adenosine monophosphate protein kinase. And it also comes from a Chinese adaptogenic tonic herb. Not officially adaptogenic, but it is a tonic herb. But tell us a little bit about yourself first, Dr. Gossard.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I'm a doctor of clinical nutrition and also a certified nutrition specialist. I've been with Life Extension for 12 and a half years. It will be 13 years
wow.
in April, so time flies by.
Yes, it does.
And during that time, I have seen the company just expand from, you know, word of mouth. We used to have a membership program. We no longer have any of that. It is just us being able to help anyone who is interested in health and wellness.
Well, and I love that because I remember I was not able to buy some of your products because I couldn't basically wholesale it and then sell it retail, but you switched over a few years ago and I was so excited. There was a Bright Eyes 3 product that I was having to buy from Europe and import it. I'm sure we will be talking about that.
That's a good one.
Yes, it is. It's got is it the N-acetylcysteine or something like that in there? Compound.
Carnosine.
N-acetylcarnosine. Right.
Yes.
And that was from a lot of Russians, a lot of Russian research. And we will talk about that. That'll be one of the things coming up. I think last time we talked, we decided we have hundreds of products to talk about that are absolutely phenomenal because your company makes so many.
Yes,
and
we do.
And we carry a lot of products too. Tell us a little bit about your company, Life Extension, you know, a little bit about your quality control and how you research products. You're like one of the highest researched, most researched products, and then you have a magazine. Tell us a little bit about your company here.
Yes, well, Life Extension has been around for over 40 years now, and we were really there at the beginning, this whole dietary supplement movement, the anti-aging movement, and, you know, our claim to fame, we took on the FDA when they thought that, you know, they were trying to shut us down and really limit availability of dietary supplements to consumers.
Yeah,
and
that's
we kind of
fought
them.
Yeah,
yes,
good for you.
And yes. So, you know, we've been in the industry for a long time. We focus on science. It's all about the research. If we have a formula, you can guarantee that the dose is research-based, clinically validated ingredients, and we also focus on quality. I can remember when I first started, one of our key talking points for quality is that we were GMP certified. We followed GMP, and this was before
good manufacturing practices, right? The good manufacturing.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't even know what that is still today, and they'll say, well, you know, supplements aren't regulated and all that. That's absolutely wrong. So tell us a little more about that. Yeah, so GMP.
Good manufacturing practices, and I can remember it wasn't at that time a requirement. In Life Extension, it wasn't even an option for us. I mean, we wanted the best, and it's, you know, guidelines for manufacturing, making sure, you know, there's not, you know, no cross contamination, making sure that we're delivering potent, pure, quality products to our customers. Every batch, every lot is tested.
Right.
We offer certificates of analysis for every single lot of product that we run. And we test for microbes. We test disintegration time, dissolution time. So we want to make sure that the tablet or the soft gel or the capsule is properly dissolving and delivering those nutrients to our customers.
Sure. Oh, yeah. And it's got to be bioavailable and digestible, right? And
absolutely.
And reach the what we call loading, and then there's also the rebound, but at least getting that loaded dose. And hopefully a lot of companies, too, are doing things to keep that dosage in the bloodstream for a longer period of time, particularly with pain relief and things like that. You'll see that in the curcumin products, which is absolutely phenomenal. Yeah, yeah. Awesome, awesome. So it's no longer the little old herb lady with the shed out back that's making tinctures out of her garden. It's actually, I've been to these manufacturing facilities and the labs and everything, and it's sometimes I think they are even more quality and more quality controlled than a pharmaceutical company. The big difference that I see is when you go to, say, a company like yours, you know, you are wearing protective materials so you do not contaminate the product. In a
absolutely.
Yes, but in a pharmaceutical company, they're wearing protective clothing or whatever, basically hazmat uniforms, so their employees don't die.
It's protecting themselves from the ingredients.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm thinking, okay, now, you know, if you get around this, you're going to die. So
what's
why are you
wrong with this picture?
Yeah, why are you trying to put this in my body if it, you know, you can't even get around it? And obviously, they're also doing it for contamination too. I don't want to, you know, totally beat up on that. I remember going into some of these labs where, you know, I have a mustache, actually I have a goatee now, and you know, I had to wear a face protector. I don't really have any hair, so they weren't worried about putting a cap on my head. Bald-headed goatee guy, but they were, I mean, any facial hair, and then you have people with, you know, the facial shields, and then everybody puts basically on a white disposable suit or uniform, but it's not any of this breathing apparatus, or you have to go through a shower or anything like that.
Right.
Or the air that blows and all that kind of stuff to get the product off of you. I mean, you could, I'm sure, literally take a bath in some of this stuff and live to be 1,000 years old, but that's the big difference.
Maybe that's something that you should look into.
Well, you know that the branded Epicor, the yeast ferment metabolite product, those employees weren't getting sick, and I think it was the insurance company after 20 years is like, you know, what are you guys making? None of your people ever get sick, and that's where they discovered that it was really good at basically being an adaptogen and boosting and helping with the immune system and the overall health of the individuals, and they were just making, I think it was cattle feed, wasn't it? Are you familiar with that Epicor product?
Familiar with the Epicor product, but not about the cattle feed. That's new.
Yeah, it was the yeast. That's how it started. It actually came from where they were making a yeast ferment metabolite to give the nutritional, because, you know, yeast is full of nutrition, and that was it. And they were putting it in the feed for cattle, and basically, I understood it was just mainly for cattle that they were putting it in as a food additive for them. But today, you're wonderful. Your company is wonderful. I remember last time when I first introduced you, you got, I think, at least two wows, because I was very impressed with your credentials, and of course, I'm extremely impressed with your company. It is very what we would call science-based. Today, we're going to talk about something that everybody wants to know about, and that is weight loss and longevity. Again, I think I kind of maybe need to be quiet. It's really hard for me to do. That's why they put me on the radio, because I like to talk. But Dr. Gossard, if you would want to explain kind of the history of this product, and hopefully I'm going to get it pronounced correctly. It's Gynostemma pentaphyllum.
Pentaphyllum,
yes. Right. Okay.
Good job.
And it is also known as producing or helping your body to produce this adenosine monophosphate protein kinase, AMPK. I think we'll just say AMPK. That's so much easier. But it comes from Jiao Gulan, which is a Chinese adaptogenic tonic herb. Now, you had an older branded version and a newer branded version. So tell us about the history of all of that, how you got to this new phenomenal branded product with some added ingredients, and then tell us about the history. How did you guys develop this product?
Oh, sure. So we actually, well, first let's talk about AMPK, because I want your listeners to know, kind of understand what it is, because it's like, you know, you just hear these letters put together. It's actually found inside of every cell, and it's the master kind of sensor in your cells. So it regulates whole body cellular energy balance. And it usually is turned on or switched on or activated, as we sometimes call it, activated, when there are times of low resources.
Okay.
If you are fasting or vigorous exercise, the body has to switch gears. So it goes from, you know, a storage realm into a realm where we need to get some energy going.
Right, right.
It's time for us to release our stores in order to have energy to survive and to keep, you know, the brain functioning and of your metabolic processes functioning. So it kind of converts fat and sugar into energy, which is great.
Okay.
Unfortunately, yeah. You know, the activity of AMPK kind of declines, and I think a part of it is due to, you know, just our
aging.
I think is due
poor
to
lifestyle. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's where we see
sugar,
up,
carbs.
AMPK is going down.
Yep. Okay. Now I wanted to interject a couple little things in here. There are a lot of things that push AMPK. Obviously, we mentioned the Jalgulan. There's berberine, which is a big one, and there's a lot of things coming out on that for blood sugar control and all kinds of stuff. Quercetin, mm-hmm. A lot of people know quercetin. That also pushes the AMPK, but a lot of people look at quercetin maybe for allergies and different things. Quercetin is anti-inflammatory, all kinds of things. And then there's the resveratrol, which we remember the studies on the mice that supposedly extrapolated lived to be 200 years old. So AMPK is pushed by a lot of different botanicals. Why did you choose the Jalgulan, or I guess the botanical name on this, again, is Gynostemma pentafolium? Why did you choose that rather than maybe getting something from berberine or something like that to push this?
Well, one is we see the clinical data. And
okay.
That's
kind of where I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, because the studies show.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, that's what we look for.
Oh, I know you do. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
And with the Gynostemma, you know, there is the animal data where we can see the mechanism of action that you can actually do, you know, some of the biopsies on some of the animals and see that AMPK is, in fact, being activated. And then whenever you start looking at the clinical data, I mean, it becomes almost a no-brainer at that point. Sometimes there are supply issues when you're looking at different ingredients and, you know, trying to figure out, can we find a good quality supplier for the ingredient? But for the Gynostemma, we actually have secured the exact trademark material that's used in the studies.
Awesome.
And,
okay.
So that's a great, actually a newer, something new with this formula. We recently switched out we were previously using active AMP or active AMP.
Right.
You asked about that.
Yeah, that's actually a federally registered trademark branded product. And we've talked about this on the show before, and I'm sure my listeners that have been with us for a long time are absolutely aware of when you get a branded, or even with like the probiotics, you know, when they have a little strain number by them, that means there's been a lot of studies, a lot of research standardized. Everything from the field to the store is watched. And I mean, you've got something that's super high quality, super standardized, and is going to be what it says it is every time. So when you get into these branded products, there's maybe a lot more money behind it, a lot more research, but you're also going to get that super quality. The older one was Active AMP, and I know your company is always looking for new and better, just like all the companies that I deal with, because that's what I do. I'm always looking for new or better. I want the best for my customers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line. Yeah.
Yeah, so the trademark is called Actiponin.
Okay.
In research, you know, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies, so you're looking at gold standard level of research, it's been shown to shrink all three types of abdominal fat. So your visceral fat, and we know the visceral fat, that's the dangerous fat. That's the fat that's around, you know, all of your organs. That fat actually kind of creates its own, almost becomes its own organ. It starts producing pro-inflammatory proteins, and it's a dangerous, nasty type of fat.
Right, and then that can parlay into, like, I don't know for sure on this, you help me out here, but like, cardiovascular issues, fatty liver, all of that. And visceral, we kind of mean just in your chest and stomach, you know, inside your main body. And it's fat that builds up in there. And it's not the gut and butt that stick out that, you know, you can have liposuction or something like that. This is the stuff that's in there that you really is very hard to get rid of.
Yes, I like that, the gut and butt.
But
we do see that the Gynostemma helps with the gut fat, too. So the visceral fat, the belly fat, and the subcutaneous fat. So you have some people where it's just kind of that fat that's right below the skin.
They're good, That's the subcutaneous. Right, right. It's that layer. And women have a thicker fat subcutaneous layer. That's why they're soft and pretty. Us guys are a little bit more, you know, solid and harder and muscular. Women have that little extra bit of
yes,
body fat.
Do.
And that's why it's really rough for women to lose weight. And I have seen phenomenal results with my customers, particularly women, with this product. It does a lot of different things. So you've got this really good branded product. And again, I've been reading too about it helps to inhibit the major inflammatory factor called the C-reactive protein.
Yes,
should we talk about that a little bit here too?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was able to reduce C-reactive protein, over 30% reduction in C-reactive protein. And what's really nice about some of the research with Gynostemma is the participants followed their usual diets and physical mm-hmm. activity. And, you know, obviously we have to be responsible and make
sure,
you know, everyone knows that diet and exercise should accompany any type
of
course,
you know,
supplementation.
Right.
But it's nice when you find a study where they didn't have to do that.
You know,
they still saw results.
And what was it again? What percent did it reduce?
It was actually with the hesperidin, which mm-hmm. is the
okay.
other ingredient,
right.
is where we saw a 33% reduction.
Wow, like one third
yeah. from baseline.
Okay.
And then when you compare the reduction in CRP
right.
Compared to the placebo group, it was almost 47%, so almost 50% reduction.
Okay, so, wow, that's like half. So that's a really good. I like those numbers because this is doing a lot of other things too. So the hesperidin basically inhibits the CRP, which we call the gut and butt kind of hormone. The stress that you produce, that hormone will push, the cortisol will push this CRP, that whole system there, and the CRP is very, very damaging to your circulatory system.
It
yeah.
is. It's an independent risk factor for cardiovascular events.
Yes, and some doctors test for your CRP, too, just to see if it's really high in cortisol and all that other stuff to kind of see what's really going on there. So obviously, if you would get on a product like this, could you say that it would help to lower those damaging compounds? Or
well, so that's what we see in the
yeah.
research. We have
okay.
to be careful.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. I was going to say, be careful. But if you can at least say that it would help to reduce those, but you can't give an outcome.
Yes, we do see favorable outcomes with
okay.
CRP when individuals take hesperidin
mm-hmm.
and Gynostemma, pentobarbital.
Okay.
And
okay.
what we also see, which is important, is that the research, a lot of times whenever you have weight loss studies,
mm-hmm.
if they are just weighing you, you don't know how much of that weight loss is actual
body
fat.
Right.
You
exactly.
You are losing water, you lose muscle.
Muscle,
you know,
yes.
You just don't know.
Exactly,
so
smart.
In some of this research, we see that they actually measure fat using CT, ultrasounds.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're able to actually see percentages of fat loss. And with the Gynostemma, it actually showed in one study an 11% decrease in abdominal fat.
Oh, my goodness. So you got your little scientists saying, hey, look, there's this less percentage of fat. We can see it on the scan.
You can see
yeah.
it.
Hey, now, I'm thinking, because I'm familiar with this product. I have heard, and I really want to talk to you about this, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Jyal Gulan, because that's what makes this up. But we have in the product here, you have calcium and
yeah.
As calcium carbonate. Is that just as a digestive, or what? Why is that in there? I've always wanted to ask.
Okay, great question. The calcium is actually in there, not really on purpose.
Okay.
Per the FDA, if you have a greater than 2% of the daily value for certain vitamins and minerals,
mm-hmm.
you have to actually call it out on the label. So this is just us following labeling guidelines. The calcium is actually in there to help with forming the tablet, helping
okay.
us to compress the tablet.
Okay.
But because of the amount, it's more than 2%, then we move it up to active ingredient listing.
I got you. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Because calcium carbonate is used in a lot of things as binders and so forth. And we're all familiar with the tummy aids for, you know, the acid reflux and all of that. So, and again, that's why I thought it was maybe a digestive aid or something. Now, you have the orange extract, which is the from the fruit. That's the hesperidin, and we just talked about that. And then you have the actoponin, which is the gynostemma extract, and that's from the leaf?
Yes, it's from the leaf.
Okay. Now, I've got some really important questions here.
All right.
My customers are seeing great benefit with their blood sugar, you know, the diabetes part, and I'm thinking in my mind, okay, this is helping to take that sugar and instead of storing it as fat, actually letting your body use it as energy. Can you explain that mechanism and what's going on there with this?
Oh, absolutely. I think it goes back to kind of the function of AMPK.
Okay.
It's switching on ATP-generating pathways, which means you're now using sugar and you're using
the glucose
to make ATP or to make energy.
Okay, I'm going to stop you here real quick because I want to bring all of my listeners up to speed. We talk to a lot of people, you know, lay people, people that don't know. I think most people that listen to this show have had some biology because if they don't, it kind of gets rough sometimes. But we remember the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, and the Krebs cycle, the ATP converting basically glucose or sugar into energy for your muscles and for all of your basically oxidate the functioning of your body, the energy, the powerhouse, the storehouse. So this is a very big part of that. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Well, it's so the powerhouse of your cell, you know, is the mitochondria.
That's where it happens.
And the end of that entire process out comes ATP. And ATP is your main energy source for the body. So
right.
This is where, you know, all of the food that you eat gets broken down and ultimately the energy is released in the form of ATP in the body. So, yes, you are correct.
Okay, and AMPK pushes all of this. So it helps to help to convert that. Does it actually help to convert the sugar or just helps your body do that?
It helps your body do that.
Okay,
so AMPK,
okay, gotcha.
It kind of drives the pathways. So it's almost like a traffic cop.
All right.
That it kind of acts like a traffic cop, helping to kind of move excess sugar into our cells to be burned for energy.
Sort of like like a processor in a computer, telling everything what to go, where to do, how to do that, right?
Yeah, it's telling that glucose, hey, time for you to get into the mitochondria and start getting broken down and burned to make energy.
Okay.
Versus, you know, the other option is to store that glucose, and we store it as fat. Any excess glucose is going to be stored as fat. So it's telling it, nope, don't do that. Let's burn this.
Okay, so I'm seeing this in my customers. I don't know if you can make any claims, but this is what I see. I see people that are getting helped with their blood sugar issues because this is pushing that mechanism, and it's also helping with energy levels because all of a sudden, instead of getting turned into fat, they're actually it gives them a little bit more energy. I've noticed it. I've been taking the product as the old Chinese herb, and now I'm taking it as the AMPK, your new version. And the reason I was taking the Zhao Gulan is because there's a lot of other benefits. But basically, what we can say here is this is, you know, helping your body to metabolize the sugars. Now, we know fat, we've talked about this before on the shows, fat breeds fat, so the less fat you have, the less fat your body, you know, gets excited about, and it is, the latest study I'm seeing now is most diets really don't work because your body wants to get to a certain level of fat. This is actually a way to, I think, from what I'm seeing, and I'm not trying to make a claim, but this is a way for your body to overcome it, and I'm seeing it in my customers. My wife has lost like 40, almost 50 pounds. We had this product in the store, and she's like, you know, I'm willing to try this. And she's felt wonderful. Now, she also had some thyroid issues. How does this affect the thyroid?
So I haven't seen any research in particular with this and thyroid function.
Okay.
But a lot of times, once you kind of get the reset the body's metabolism, which this is kind of what it's doing, because most people, you know, there's 75% of the population is overweight and obese, and that has an effect on, you know, inflammation. It has an effect on the stress response, cortisol, which then leads to excess sugar. So once you start kind of resetting a person's metabolism, it can have a trickling down effect on any body system.
All right, we're getting close on our time here, so I want to go over real quickly what the Zhao Gulan does. Now, we're not making the claim that AMPK does this, but obviously, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer, but because that's what this is made from. But Zhao Gulan is really good for back pain, bronchitis, so it's respiratory, chronic pain, constipation, coughing, diabetes, we talked about that, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, insomnia, and also it's very good for boosting the immune system, overall supporting detoxification, promoting weight loss, memory enhancement, sports performance, and even obviously inflammation. So, I mean, these are some of the benefits. Now, you know, I'm sure your company's mainly focused on, and they're being very careful about, this helps to fight belly fat is what's on the label. So we could say that, and I've been reading articles about it being a natural weight loss aid. But isn't it phenomenal that you could get a weight loss aid that helps with pain and memory and sleeping and all these other things? That's why I was taking the Zhao Gulan for years. I was taking it years ago because I read about it, and now I've got a source from Life Extension that is, I would say, concentrated and standardized and super high quality and synergized, because you have these other components in there. You put the Hesperidin in there. Mm-hmm. And I can feel it. I love it when I take a supplement and I can feel it. Is there anything quickly that you would want to add about this product? You know, again, it's got calcium, Hesperidin, and the, what we call the Actiponin in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think, you know, it's great that you mentioned the blood sugar benefits. That is something that we've seen in research as well. So you just always, you know, I encourage customers to monitor their blood sugar if you're going to take this, especially if you're on a blood sugar lowering medication. Mm-hmm. You don't want your blood sugar to drop too low.
Oh, no.
You know, make sure your doctor's aware of what you're taking. But it's, you know, with this product, it's one tablet per day with or without food, and you know, no animal derived ingredients. It's allergy free.
Yes. Awesome.
So, you know, I think that it's a great way, especially during the holiday season.
There you go. Yeah. Excellent.
add it in now.
One more.
Because there'll be lots of indulging.
I know. One more real quick thing. My good friend Chris Gillum did a article on Zhao Gulan. It's the little known herb that may be the secret to longevity. So I think people can look, you know, it's the lesser known herb of immortality, which ginseng is the big one. So that's something else I think everybody should take into consideration here too. Hey, you know what? We are absolutely out of time, Dr. Gossard, and I really appreciate all your information.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois, or give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.